Now, has there been a New Year's Eve that has been memorable for you, either for being too much drama or too much fun or anything like that?
Oh man, every New Year's Eve that I can remember has been nothing but not even too much fun, for much fun, man. It's been double the fun for everyone that I can remember. And strictly because, not just because it's bringing in the new year, it's because it's bringing in my birthday as well. My birthday is New Year's Day. So December 31st at midnight, when the ball's dropping in New York, when people are counting down all across America and across the world, that's my birthday that I'm
Nice.
bringing in also.
Nice. Do you have any resolutions this year?
New Year's resolutions. My New Year's resolutions for 2011 is to be more me, be more on my business, be more business aware, get my business stuff taken care of, get my publishing. I need to create my publishing, which I'm going to name it RRM, Reality Rap Music Publishing, is what it's going to be. And Reality Rap Music, man, is the thing. So people are going to be hearing a lot about, you know what I'm saying, RRM, man, Reality Rap Music, because I feel that's what my rap falls under. You know what I'm saying? I don't
Right.
speak anything that I don't do, haven't done, or wouldn't do. So yeah, Reality Rap Music, man, is what I call it. I was raised off the Ice Cube, NWA era, the Tupac, the Spice Ones, the Scarface, the people that, and the people that had something to talk about, had
Right.
concept, and actually made sense with what they was talking about. That's how I like to write. That's what I do write, and that's what I'm going to continue to write, man. So I figure that's Reality Rap Music. So my New Year's resolution is to be more focused and get more caught up on my, more aware and educated on the business part of this music biz, man. And do the right thing, stay focused, and hopefully the blessings will fall into place.
What will you be drinking?
What will I be drinking?
New Year's Eve.
I know for a fact it's going to be Hennessy, Sprite, and Lemon there. You know what I'm saying? That's going to
Right.
be, that's a part of what I requested for the show that I have at the Damage Control. So regardless, if I don't know what time I'm going on yet, so if I'm going to be bringing in the new year there, there will be Hennessy, Sprite, and Lemon there. I'm a Long Island guy. I'm a Hennessy, Sprite, and Lemon guy. I'm a vodka, cranberry, and orange juice guy. It just depends, man. I'll drink whatever. Hell, I'm with the fans out in the venues all the time, drinking Jaeger bombs, shots of Cuervo, Patron. I mean, you bring it to me, I'll drink it. So the drinks are going to vary New Year's Eve. I'm
Yeah.
probably going to have a little bit of everything in my stomach, man. Hopefully it won't go into my toilet.
Now on to Christmas. Can you remember a favorite present that you've ever gotten?
Yes, I can. Favorite present that I got on Christmas, it was on 5733 Jackson. That's Kansas City, Missouri. I was 9 to 10 years old. I can't remember exactly which. I believe I was 10. And my mom was with this guy named Pete Peterson, may rest in peace. She was with him. There was a boyfriend, and they worked at General Motors, man. So you know they was making good money, decent money, especially if you was black and making that type of money. It was pretty decent money, man. And he was in a motorcycle club, and they woke me up. It was probably about 6 in the morning. It was like dawn outside looking, and it's barely getting light outside. We went to the basement. I remember I was in my pajamas and it was real cold. I didn't have no socks on. I was just barefoot in the basement. And they took me down the steps, man, these long wooden steps. And I got to the end of it, man. They clicked that extra light on and I had me a motorcycle. It was a big wheel motorcycle. It was big ass wheels, like a wheel, big wheel on the front and a big wheel on the back. Like, almost like what you would see on a three wheeler or a four wheeler. That's how
Right.
big they were. You know what I'm saying? Big old
Right.
tread on there. And never rode a motorcycle in my life before that day. And he taught me how to shift the gears and do everything right there in the basement. I turned it on. And man, and I remember putting it in first gear and letting off the clutch too hard, and the fucking bike did a wheelie right there in the middle of the floor. It almost fell off that motherfucker, and I hurry up and press the brake, man. I had a foot brake on the right hand side, and I had a And I had a handbrake on the right side for the front brakes. And I pushed that foot brake, man, and I dropped right back down. My heart was beating fast. But after that, I ran upstairs, put clothes on, and we took the bike up to the from the back of the house around to the front up the hill. And I started riding, man, and I've been riding the motorcycle ever since. You know what I'm saying? I don't own a motorcycle. I plan to, but put me on any motorcycle and I can ride it. I've been riding since I was 10.
Oh, wow. So
that's the most memorable Christmas moment of my life.
Oh, yeah. How are you guys going to be celebrating this year?
This year?
You and your fam. What do you guys do for Christmas Eve?
Generally, man, you know, I didn't grow up in a tight-knit family. Up until my grandmother passed, Mary Jo Calhoun, man, she rest in peace. Up until she passed, I always went over to my nanny. I call her my nanny. Went over to my nanny's, regardless of what I had to do during the day, regardless if I was in a relationship or wasn't. I stopped over at my grandmother's house and ate over there. And she passed away in 04. So what I'm doing now is that kind of like broke the intermediate, like my daddy's side of the family up to where, you know what I'm saying, we don't get together like that no more, but it's going to be up to me to bring it back and let them know that, you know what I'm saying, we can still celebrate this as a family,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, as the Calhoun family, and still, we can still do this and have a great time. And I'm thinking doing that for next year. They don't know, but I'm going to try to start it all back up again, get my auntie, his sister, him, my uncles all together, man, my mother, my wife and kids now, and bring them together and start that whole tradition up like we used to, you know. But that's going to be next year. That's my big plans for it.
Nice.
Got to
nice,
prepare man. For it. But this year, we're just going to go over to a couple of spots. I got my uncle's house, my mama's brother. House, they're having Christmas over there. Christmas morning, I'm going to my sister's. My sister, she's making a Christmas breakfast. So me and my wife and mom is going to be over there. And then after that, going over to my adopted family's house. It's my best friend Roy, one of my best friends. Him, I call him my brothers. Him, his brother Ralph, their family, mom and pops. I call them mom and pops, mom and dad. And we're going to go over there, man. They're Creole. So every time they make food, they make extra stuff that, you know, the normal family doesn't cook, man. It'd be so delicious.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go over there, man. We usually draw names for Christmas and get each other gifts and stuff, man. And just have a nice time over there. Go over there, watch the game, listen to music, play cards, dominoes, drink. We drink our asses off. I couldn't drink Cuervo. I couldn't even smell Cuervo up until I started drinking with them. I used to could smell it and just gag, man.
Right.
About to throw up.
Yeah,
now I can fucking just drink Cuervo out the bottle, man. And we just go probably be drinking our Cuervo and our beer and just having a good old time, man. I might make 2 to 3 stops, man, but that might be the last stop and just kick it over there. And we might go out Christmas night to a party if there's one, or if we're sober enough too. But yeah, we just go have a nice time, man. Go to 2 or 3 spots, eat, do some visiting, exchanging other gifts, you know, kick it with the family, man. And hopefully it'll turn out to just be a good night.
Yeah. The family, a lot of these people you might not see that often.
Exactly.
When you do show up, do you ever remember a holiday where you showed up as like, oh, well, this is Cut Calhoun. Now, you know what I'm saying? Did they ever, like, ooh, big rap star?
No, you know what? They've said, oh, Cut Calhoun. And I check it right at the door because it's like, y'all don't know me as Cut Calhoun. Y'all know me as Man, these are my nicknames that I'm naming out. Man, Duke, either or Melvin, and my grandmother on my daddy's side, my nanny. I don't want to hear no bullshit about this because Travis and Tech, they all give me bullshit in Calico. But my grandmother that passed away, Mary Jo, she called me Bunny. And so she called me Bunny, and my Aunt Vet, which is my daddy's sister, my grandmother's daughter, called me Bunny. So Duke, Man, Melvin, or Bunny is all I want to hear.
Yeah.
And my mama's side, all my cousins on my mama's side of the family, they all call me Man. Now, I've been called that since I was little, since I can remember. That's all I know. Or Melvin would be like some of the family members that are older and call me just Melvin. Hey, Melvin, how you doing? But, yeah, I don't want to hear no, oh, Cut Calhoun in the house. You know, unless they being funny, teasing, we laugh it off. But for real, like, because I don't I don't have no ego. I think I'm very, very, very down to earth, and I think I'm very humbled, which sometimes I feel like I should be more egotistical, but I just can't do it because it's not me, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can just only be me. So I mean, I don't want to hear them call me that. I'm like, yeah, I don't know me as that. It kind of pisses me off if somebody's real serious. It's almost like they're being sarcastic. Hey, right. Mr. Big Rap Star and this and that, because I don't act like a big rap star. Right. I'm only out of your presence and in absence because my job calls for me to do so.
Right.
So yeah, man. People try to do it or whatever, but I try to nip that shit in the bud right as soon as it starts, because the last thing I want to do is talk about music and talk about you know what I'm saying, somebody in the family that raps and this and that, man. I'm just still trying to get myself on to feed myself and my family. And there's nothing I can do for anybody. They come to me and thinking that I can just bring them into Strange Music and they go get signed. I don't want to talk about no music. Don't call me Cut Calhoun. Let's eat. Let's spend time together. Catch up on old times. Joke, laugh, and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Now, are there any charities or anything like that, any organizations that you support or would like to support around the holidays?
I like to support Salvation Army, man, and I got so many pairs of shoes and clothes, it's pathetic, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's
like, right.
For the past couple of years, I've been giving my dad, like, trash bags of shoes that's probably been worn no more than 3 times.
Yeah.
I don't have any room for the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have any room for it at all, man, and clothes and shit that look great, man, and I just haven't looked twice at them because I got so much more stuff, or they've been in tubs or whatever. I've been giving shit to my dad, my brother, and just here lately starting to donate stuff to Salvation Army or whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? And giving stuff to Salvation Army so that they can. Oh, look, I got a big box of Russell Stover's assorted
chocolate. Can we just announce what happened? Corey Lloyd, our PR specialist, just gave Cut a big box of Russell Stover's chocolate.
It's like 1 foot, one foot by 2 foot big box of Russell Stover's, man. I'm going to get my whole family toothaches and trips to the dentist, so that's what I'll be paying for but yeah, man, Salvation Army, man, I think that's a good spot, man, because not only because the name brand of the clothes, I'm pretty sure they can give a fuck less. If you just send it down there, just a fucking blank sweater you got from the thrift store, they'd be happy to keep them
warm.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah, I got a lot of clothes and shoes, man, that I can donate, man, so hopefully that'll help somebody.
You have a favorite holiday song?
Holiday song?
Yes, like Jingle Bells or any.
Let me see. Which one is the most common song that I find myself?
Oh, what about that I'm Run DMC Christmas song, man? Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
I forgot all about that. But damn it, on the radio, all they've been playing is the Curtis Blow one. All I've been hearing, man, on 103, the Curtis Blow song, the Curtis Blow, Curtis Blow, Curtis Blow, Curtis Blow. But, yeah, the Run DMC song is dope, man. That one or the one that the Death Row Christmas song where it was Daz and Snoop, all of that motherfucker, that was dope, too.
Yeah.
But I'll go with the Run DMC. The Run DMC one is dope.
You want to give a holiday message to all your fans out there as we close this out?
Happy holidays, happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy whatever you celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Just know that it's a day of spending time with your loved ones, man. It's not even all about receiving. It's about the giving and what you can do to help somebody else's life better or to bring happiness and joy to someone else's life, you know what I'm saying, as well as your own. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there listening, and even happier New Year. Make 2011 something a little bit more positive than it was last year, man. Do the right thing. Stay focused and believe in yourself. You can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. And you heard that straight, live, and direct, broadcasting live from 816 Kansas City, Killer City, Missouri. Your boy Bloody Cutty Cow, Cut Calhoun, a.k.a. Melvin, a.k.a. Duke, a.k.a. Bunny. Don't you ever say that. A.k.a. Man, coming live and direct, man, from me to you, keeping it real. And you do the same. We out of here.